So holding on daf mem aleph amid aleph, going to mem aleph amid beis. The Gemara had spoken about a comparison between the shnei seirim, echod l'Hashem v'echod l'Azazel, to a comparison that there are certain times when a person has to bring a carbon, l'mashal ha'yoledes, and we'll see soon a metame b'migdosh, that he brings, if he's an Oshir, he brings a kifso lechatos. If he is a Oni, he brings oifos. If he brings oifos, then he has to make a corporation of a chatos and an oilo, an oilos oif and a chatos oif. So then, in order to, as we said over yesterday, a big lomdus, that he has two options how to be magdish, to make them a chatos and an oila, when it's an oilas oif. Either at the time he takes them, it's a very strict rule, when he buys the two of them, so he's magdish it as a chatos and an oila, in unison, the chatos and the oila. Or then, if he didn't do it then, and he had them already, he already bought them, and then in between, till he gives it into the Beis HaMikdash to the Kohen, he cannot be magdishir as a chatos and an oilo. So therefore, the Kohen at the time before he's moilik these oifos is magdishir for a chatos. And the Gemara learned it out from Psukim and said that din, and this was said in the name of Rav Chista. So yeah, we were holding by the Gemara of the Gemara. Toshma. So let's see exactly where it is. Toshma. It's around 15 lines from the bottom up. The last word on the line is Toshma. The last word on the line. Toshma. Mitame Migdosh. I guess that's how you learn. Mitame Migdosh. One of the times when you have to bring a oilas ha'oif and a chatos ha'oif is when someone was mitame and he went into the Migdosh b'shoigeg. So then the halacha is he brings a carbon. Now this carbon, just as an aside, this carbon is called an oila b'yoyret. It's good to know why is this carbon called a carbon oila b'yoyret? Because since there's this oni option, so therefore, it's oila v'yoyred. You could have, there's two different ways of bringing the carbon. That's why it's called a carbon oila v'yoyred. Oni, at the time that he became obligated to bring this carbon, so he has a right to bring a shnei b'nei yoyna, echod l'oila v'echod l'chatos. V'hifrish mois Likinoi, and he set aside money to buy this carbon echod lechatos v'echod loyla, and then he hit a bonanza, and he made money, and after he was mafresh to moyes hesher, he took a life's turn and he became now not in the gather of an oni, so now his obligation became to bring a carbon chatos. Ve'achar kach, this is a very key word. Ve'achar kach, and afterwards, Omar, he took the money and he said, Eilu lechatosai, ve'eilu le'oilosai. Now, at the way the Gemara reads now, it's really an amaratzis. Because once he turned into an usher, he can't say, this is for a chatos, this is an oila, because now he's obligated for a chatos. Now, or maybe he wasn't such an amaretz that he was taught. Maybe he thought, at this point of the Gemara, that once he became obligated as an oni, regarding the carbon, he can still hold on to his oniness to bring the carbon oni. Right? So what's the din? He doesn't bring that carbon. Moisif umevi choivosoi mitmei chatosoi. He already had separated. He said now, Amar, elu lechatosoi, elu loilosoi. This money is for the carbon chatos, this is for the carbon ayla. Say, no, 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 no. The money that he said is for the ayla, it garnished. He can't use it. That has to be put and separated and to sit forever. The money that he put aside for a chatos, because now it's an usher, he brings a chatos, that money he could add, and he can add to the chatos, and buy a kifsa, buy an animal for the chatos. So it's it's interesting, right? The Gemara is going to later ask the kasha that's going to be bothering you, right? Obviously, what's the question that's bothering you? L'chaira, if he said, after the fact that he was Hesher, he said, this is for Oila, this is for Chatos, is really null and void, because there is no such carbon Oila. Mm-hmm. But that's going to be the Gemara's kasha. But at this point, Frey di Gemara, v'ahoche, the lav shot, forget about it. The Gemara is not going to ask that kasha. The Gemara is going to ask subsequently. At this point, the Gemara asks, how could he be magdish the money now? Echad la'oila v'achad l'chatos. The shas l'kicha is when he separated the glob of money for the carbon. That's shas l'kicha. Now we're in this no man's zone until the kohen brings it. So he should, even on the tzad, that he could have brought echad la'oila, echad l'chatos, it's too late for him to be magdish it for Oila and Chatos, according to Rav Chista.
He already did it, he's saying, because when he separated it?
No. What he did was he took $100 and he said, this is going to be for my Chayva. Afterwards, he was Hashir. A day later, he said, okay, $50 is for the carbon Oila, $50 is carbon Chatos. So tomorrow, oh, that money for the carbon Chatos and Oila is Chal. And therefore, it creates a problem. Frank the Gemara, he had no right at that point to say echad l'oila echad l'chatos, because it's after lekicha, and between lekicha and asiya, you can't establish any dinim according to Rav Chista. That's the Gemara's kasha.
But is it considered by the lekicha?
Oh, so that's the kasha that a lot of the achrayim are going to ask. Why is that money when you take the glob called? Called Shas Lekicha. We're going to have to see about that. But that's what the Gemara accepted. So it's Lav Shas Ach Lekicha V'Lav Shas Asiyahi Dikova It's L'chaira. How could he be Koiveya that now? Right? That's the question. Upish V'Amei L'chatos Meiziv V'Moizim V'Mevi. So let's see the Rashi on the last Rashi before the wide lines. V'ahoche de la'achar she'efrishon pirish ve'ein zu lo'y l'kicha ve'lo'y asiyo uktoni dikova aleyem shem ve'ein rishay l'shnoison. So how does that work? Right? And for the Gemore, oh my God, so there's a kasha on who? It's a kasha. So the Rishonim asked this kasha, the Rosh, in the Masechtas Krisus and others, asked, Mehechatesi, taking money is called Shas Lekicha. But for the understanding of this Gemara, we must accept that. We're going to accept that for
separating
right now.
Separating money is Lekicha.
What?
You mean separating money is Lekicha. That's the issue.
Separating the money is Lekicha. Right? Right, and with the Gemara, Omar Rav Sheshes, the Tisbara. I'll ask you another kasha on your kasha. V'Omar Rav Elazar, Omar Rav Sheshes, Metamei Mikdash Asher, V'Heivi Kavan Ani Lo Yotza, V'Kivon De Lo Yotza, Heichi Kavan. Forget about your kasha. This man is off the wall. He's an Amoritz. Once he was Hesher, what he said, Oyla and Chatos, has no bearing because there is no such carbon for him. You're only bothered by Rav Chista. How could you be Magdish, a Chatos, and an Oyla? It's after Lekicha. Forget about it's after Lekicha. Once he became an Asher, the reason he can't say it is even without Rav Chista. He can't do it because no such carbon exists. That's the Gemara's kasha. And what's that based on? That's based on a machloikis. What happens by every metame migdash or yoledes? That was an usher in general. Was never an ani. And the person was stingy or unwittingly brought a carbon ani. Is a carbon ani in the parsha for everybody? Just you have a right for an ani. It's called a carbon ani. But if an usher brought it, b'di'eved, he's yoytze his chayvasai. If our Gemara is saying no, an usher and an ani are two different mitziyasin for this carbon, two different realities, and therefore you can't bring it at all. So now, if you can't bring it at all, heichikava, elo, we have to change the whole brisa. My yisloch lemeima, shekfar omar me ani osoi. You have to say that he said oila and chatos on the money. You have to read the brisa differently before he became an usher. So once you have to change the brisa. So according to Rav Chista, change the brisa horinami shekvar omar mishas hafroshe. When he took the money immediately is when he said chatos and oilo. Let's read the Rash. You hear this Gemara? Yeah. So Rashi, v'omar Rebbe Lezer kimin dein karbon oni roi loy afilu b'di'evet. Heichi kovale shem oilo alayu. Rashi gives ashtikle lomdis. El nish kem mechuyiv oyla. El omay is lech lemeim al kochach mi boy le shibusha. U lemeim adahai v'achachach de toni shibushu. El ohochem mi boy le le misni v'om eil lechatus v'el oyla. V'agach hesher de b'shah shekoven. Havi koven chazi leo. So Rashi mes a whole. A whole arichus, but that's the pshat in the Gemara. It's a whole thing in the Achrayim, but this is the yesod of the Gemara. So now he could fake the Gemara, but Sidom and Omar in Shas, who holds that an usher can b'di'eved bring a carbon oni? Ul Reb Chana Omar Rabbi Eshia d'Omar Yotzo. So therefore, Reb Chana Omar Rabbi Eshia d'Omar Yotzo. So it's good. Gam la'achash esher. So if that's true, you don't have a reason to say Mishubeshes. It could work even afterwards when he says on the money, Echad loy 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 chatos. The imkein, it's after the lekicha. So it's back shver on Rav Chista. You hear the Gemara? It's back shver on Rav Chista. Ma'ika le'meimah. So tap Rashi. And you don't have the vitisbara. So my ikele meima. How do you say it?
So even
it's back on Rav Chista. It's just a kasha on the brisa. If you hold like Rav Chonem.
Why is it a kasha?
Because what was the whole reason we said that we're pushed up against the wall to say that really he said it before, because afterwards would be null and void. It's nothing because he has no carbon of an ani. So therefore we have to be mishabish the brisa and say when he took the money. But if you hold like Rav Chana, whoever it is, Rav Choga holds that what? that you can bring a carbon on as an osher. So after the fact, if he says chatas and oila, it does have a bearing. If it does have a bearing, it should go back to the chatas and the oila. So then, if it's that's true, but anyway, it's not good because it's in the middle of the lekicha and the asiyo. That's the way Rashi learns, right? Yeah. So really, it's a kash. There's another kash on Rav Chaga. Why did the Gemara, that Brisa, have to come on that he was oni veheshir? He could have been heshir, and he took the money, and he said it's for oifis, and he did it for that. What do you have to complicate? It's TMI. It's too much information that to make it that way. Okay, so Be'emes is Toisus on Amid Aleph. Ulereb Choge Omar Rabbi Yishim. Toisvis, on the bottom Toisvis, does not learn the Gemara Uisa, but this is Kulei Pshatovne. Rashi learns that the Kash is back on Rav Chista. If you have the option to learn like Reb Choge. But if you look at the bottom Toisvis learns, right, that the Kash is on Rav Choge. Okay, I'm not sure what Tosis would say. And for the Gemara, no, lo itema, v'achar kach omar Eloema, v'achar kach lo kach ve'omar. So it's a little hard to read the words in the Gemara. After he became an usher, that's when he bought the Torim with the money, she'efesh l'kirim ani osay, u'kishekone, so how could you say it? Bishas halikicha. According to Rav Choge, that this would be this day.
It's much worse from Tosus that he wasn't, Tosus says he wasn't Mefarish, which is which yet. But if he had been Mefarish, he wouldn't be allowed to.
You mean, one sec, let me just go out for a sec. Let's just go over, take a look at the Rashi.
It's really the Gemara in Christus.
Yes, what's the Gemara's thing now? The Gemara says that it's all, we have to change the gear, that he took it, v'loka. So what's the case of the Gemara? V'achar kach, loitema v'achar kach omar, after he was mafrish this money, ele'ema v'achar kach, lokach v'omar, he bought it. So Grashi, Omar Zula Chatos Lokach im Kane Moisif who maybe Chaibosai Behema mid May Chatos in my new Hare Eno Moishek for Lokachoi. So the Gemara Lokach, if it's talking about that he took it Moisif who maybe Chaibosai my new, so why is he changing it? He already has the office. So the Gemara, no, deporically. This guy, he were going according to Rav Choga. Be'emes, it's chal on the oifis. Because Oshir that brings an onis carbon is valid. So therefore, what did he do? He has to be pointed to the oif, then take the money and buy the carbon Oshir, and that's what it works. Frank the Gemara, ma'ein poidin la'oif. There's another halacha. There's another halacha That is no pidyon by an oi. Zok Rashi, toch itran b'mesecht menoches, aval oifiz v'alvoy nevak lishor zeylem pidyon, sheloy nemar elo bebehema. Right. Sheloy nemar pidyon elo bebehema. Right. Whatever the reason is, it's Xeris Akos. Amar Rav Papa, you're going Shalokah. Pray the Achas. That either for an Oila or for a Chatos.
One bird.
One bird. And what was it, like a Tanai? E Oila Zavin Echod Loila is Chatos. Umoisif umevi chayvosoi midmei chatosoi. Vai oila ozla ninidove. Because he's not chayib oila. Vila chatosov ne moisif mevi chatosov. Vai lachatos ozla lemisa. This is where I got stuck in the Gemara, so maybe now. This is where I got stuck in the Gemara. Amra pope. Going shalokach prey da achas. He took one bird. And he wasn't sure la oila ulachatos. And he put aside the money for the other chiyuv. E oila zavin. So now azoi. If he went out and he bought a bird, la oila. So then the other money is la chatos. Umevi chayvose mit me chatos. Vahai oila ozla linidove. Could you help me with this Gemara? Let's get this Gemara. What's our problem? Once it's an oif, but over here, where did the Gemara change? If it's a chazos lemisa, if it's an oila, it could be used for a carbon. I'm not sure. This Gemara is where I got stuck. In Rav Papa. Kegoin shalokach. Pray the achas.
He has to add on to buy animals more than a bird, so he has to add on to buy the animals.
Yeah, but the Gemara just asked before, what could he do? Oh, because there's no money. So here he only bought one, and he has still money left over.
Right.
So the one that's for the oila, he could still use as an oila. It doesn't have to be poide. So somehow Rav Papa is getting around the poide issue. So since it's for an oila or a chatos, so Mele could use it, except for the Chatos. It's Yelech Lemisa, because Aloch Lemoshe Messinai, Dei Chatois Meisais. Vai Ozlo, Vai Oilo, Lemizbeya. As I state in the Gemara, and that's what the Aloch is. So the bottom line is, the Gemara has this Machloikis, is a korban oni good for an osher or not? And Melo, on that way comes a question, how to learn that brice according to, yeah. Let me see, what, that's a big machloikis. Yeah. Okay, now Zog the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to get into that halacha. If an oni brings, if an osher brings a carbon, gufa. This is a, because the Gemara just was nesayrer to a big shayla. But Markham, where there's an option to bring a carbon oni or a carbon osher, and you brought an osher brings a carbon oni, is it good? Gufa Omer Abelozom Reboishia. Mitame Migdush Osher. That's Chaye Vachatos Behema. Vehevi Korban Oni. Loyots Verabchago Omar. I guess Omar Reboishia Yotso. Meisvei, there's another Kasha on Rabchage. There's another time, there's a difference between an Oni and an Osher. Baba Metzoira. After he becomes Tohar, he has to bring a keves l'osham, ושני תוירים או שני בני ינה, אחד לאלו ואחד לחטוס. And שהביא קורבן עושר, now let's get that clear. An osher brings שני כבוסים and one כבסו. Everybody brings keves la'osham u'shnei b'nei. He brings shnei kevosim v'kifso. So the halacha is there, his yotza. Yeah. It's a very interesting thing here. Here's the opposite. An oni brought a korban osher. An oni has a right to bring a korban oni, a cheaper korban. But instead he brought an osher. So that's a tricky word there. That word, yotza. Is it lechatchil, you should try to bring the osher? Or maybe you're not supposed to try to push up out of your whole thing. But osher shahavi korban oni, la yotza. Is a befeirish a mishnah mesechlis negoyim? Not like Reb Chage. Yeah, shani hosam, because by mitzayra diksiv zois tia teres hamitzayra. Dafka this way, and an osher is not yoytze bekarmen oni. So since the pasuk is by mitzayra, it's dafka be mitzayra. Zokt Rashi, bederishani mitzayra. Diksiv zois tia teres hamitzayra. Veloyacheres, I don't know why it doesn't go the other way. Right? I don't know why it doesn't go the other way. That an oni that brings an usher is good. Why don't we say the zois the other way too? For some reason that we don't say. Yeah. I didn't see anybody ask that question. Oh, the Gemara asked the question. And the Gemara Rachmana Toira. Hello. You have to have a special reboy.
I guess makes more sense to do it this way.
Oh, so I see they bring on the hair Rashi and Mesechlis Krishus. Why don't you say it, Fakert? Zog Rashi. Rashi says a svara. They say, Mailim Bakoidish Veim Maridin. They go down, you don't say it. I guess there's a svara, an outside svara, to say more of a svara. Faith the Gemara Vatanye. Toiras Hamitsoi Revelation Toiras. It should still be saying Larabas Mitzera Oni Shavi Karma Osha.
Right, right.
Yachayel Afil Osha Avi Karma Oni Tamaloy Mao Zois. So Mail it's good. It's a riot.
It's a
price, yeah. So the Gemara of an Aleph Mina. So why don't we learn from Mitzera to all carbon onis? Miat Rachmane by Mitzera Vim Dal Hu. Hu Veloyacha. Mela, you can't change that.
Why isn't it called the carbon of the earth? The Mitzrayah is
the
carbon
of
the earth.
That would be the Sveidine. Faiti Gemara Rav Chage. The oni shall become an osher is yotza. It's interesting. I saw in the back of the Gemara, they bring from the chinuch a mitzvah kufchav gemo. Imu oni vehevi kisboi siira. And he brought an osher. He holds, I don't know where he gets it from. I from our Gemara, but he holds that you're not yoitza. The chinuch brings a daya that if an oni brings an osher diker korban, he's lo yoitza yidechavosai. And he says v'hatam lefi she'achar sherichei ma'kodesh baruch hu alav u'potroi bekach Einoi bedin she yitchak atzmai lo havi biyoyser mimashe tashik yodai. He should not bring. Uvazeh yikno kol meichen eitzo. Zog te chinuch. Listen to this. Musa deke chinuch. Kol meivin eitzo. Levilti asoi soi tzois biyoyser min aroi loi. Lefi memoinoi. You should not overspend above your thing. Leman ki boi sibo ligzol es abriois kishem mevakesh li mudoi ve'enoi moitzi. Don't try to overspend even for a mitzvah. Because then, frek te mechas chinuch. Adrabe. Mitzoy rohani shavim kamen oshi yotze.
Yotze, but it's not good thing.
Yeah.
It says on the bottom,
Tovah Le'Bracha. Yeah, but the chinuch holds. Nah, yeah, but I'm sorry if it is. There's a interesting, the Achronim say it's Faket from our Gemara. So where is the chinuch talking about? He's talking about an oni and a thing. So he says, only by a metzora is our Gemara. This din that if an oni brings an osher, it's tavi alav bracha. By metame b'migdosh, there it's not good. Why? Why should there be a chinuch? Zokta chsam soifel, because he says, any yitzik hawa. B'mitzayra d'hanegoyim mechaprim al ha'aveira v'ha'korbin hu rak l'tayir es ha'odam. So therefore, when it comes to the Tara, then maybe we're more makel that he could push himself up. For Tahara, maybe you could say even a vart, like...
This is all going according to
Rav Chaga. Going according to Rav... Oh,
the first mandamar, this whole Gemara is not the...
Because it would for sure be no good.
Right.
Oh, you mean as if we're going according to Rav Chaga? Yeah.
There's no Rambam, there's no like Pasuk.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking, but Derech Drush, that there's a set over in the name of... it's said in the Igeres HaTshuva from the Balatanya, he says, how did Hillel spend more? He got a trepik. We had it earlier in the Gemara. And he split it 50-50. 50, he went to work. 50% he gave to go into the Beis Medrash. 50% he gave to his wife. How did he give away 50% to go into the Beis Medrash? It's more than Chaymish Menachosov. So the Baal Tanya says, well, you don't spend the Chaymish Menachosov on your food and on your wife and on your family. You spend 110%, not only 20%. Only for mitzvahs, you're not allowed to give away. He says, for tzrochim, you're allowed to. He says, Torah is kihi chayecha. So Torah has to be seen as it's part of you. It's a mumminus dikachelik for your life. So he talks there about tzedakah. If you're giving tzedakah for kaporis hanefesh, that's tzayruch. Tzayruch, you can give away more than a chaymish. That's the Baal Tanya. So I'm saying like this. When it's also kapora... in the Igeres HaTshuva, in the Baal Tanya. So he says, I said, if that's true, so then you could say... Maybe that's the pshat in this the Chassam Sofer. When it's talking about kapora, that's a mitzvah. Hashem says, you did this aver, you have to do this. You can't do more. Tahara, bemes there, you add your kapora from the Nagoyim. This karbon is off of tahara. Tahara might be like a tzairuch. You want to be a tor, you want to be something good, some mela. Maybe that's why it would be different.
All the olivieres are kapora.
All the ones are kapora. By Metzora, it's Tahara. So merely allowed.
Is it Chassam Sofer?
No, Chassam Sofer just says there's a chiluk between Kapora and Tahara. So I said, I'm just legging to Asvora, so that would be the pshat in the chinuch, that there would be this day. Right.
So the Gemara. Only by Metzora, that's the case?
Only by Metzora, and that's what it would be. Okay, Mitzvah Shem. Finish the next time.